Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we were taught that we need to stand for what is right. Let's end the week with that thought.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
I believe that life begins not at 6 weeks of the baby in the womb. I think the life begins at conception. When the Holy Ghost came upon Jesus, and that seed that was conceived in her was the living Son of God. And though a body be formed about his spirit, that one was conceived in her. The moment of conception is when life began, and life begins at conception. So therefore, don't murder in cold blood that little baby. Now, Catholics also believe that way. They're pro-life. But I'm not going to become a one-point Catholic because they believe in pro-life. I can stand for pro-life because I'm standing with the Bible. But now, if you're going to ask me to go in and hold hands and pray with the Moonies and the Catholics and the Mormons and everybody else, no, I'm not going to do that. I will fight. Now, look, my day they had the draft. If you're drafted into the Army and you ended up in the war, let's just say my age group, it was Vietnam. We didn't get to a foxhole someplace and say, look, I can't stay in this barracks if this guy's not a fundamental independent Baptist. I can't follow your orders if you're not a ordained independent Baptist pastor. No. Okay. Yes, that sounds silly. And there are people who say, I can't stand for that because they believe this or they believe that. Let me tell you something. You stand for what's right. Now, in this country, we have a chance to vote. Take advantage of it. People say, are you a registered Republican or a registered independent or a registered Democrat? What are you? Okay, I don't mind saying this. I am a registered Republican, but I don't vote for all Republicans. I never have voted straight Republican. I don't think I have. Now, in some of those cases, I just left spaces blank. I did go to the trouble of investigating to find out where people stood on issues that were biblical issues that were very important to me. Now, we have a president that has done a lot of great things for Israel, for Christian liberty, for prayer in the schools, to allow people to pray, to say the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I mean, he's done a lot for that. But some people draw him up as a great, sold-out Christian. No, I've heard his mouth many times to know that he's not a great, sold-out Christian. And I don't know, so I have to know if he's saved. But I know that the things that he's done for us has been very, very good. I checked a candidate. I want to see where he stands on Israel, because the Bible says he blesses those that bless Israel and he curses those that curse Israel. So I am going to see where they stand there. I want to see where they stand on abortion. I want to see where they stand on this thing of genders and homosexuality and homosexual marriage. I want to see where they stand on those issues. And that's why I vote accordingly. Now, there might be somebody who's a Republican out there and says, you know what, I'm a Republican economic, and, you know, we're much better off. Republicans are in there because the economy is much better. It may be or it may not be. That's not an issue with me, because I know my Lord will take care of me. Now, I got to work, but I know my Lord will take care of me. So, my friend, I vote the issue. And I vote the man's trust that issue. As I said, there's been plenty of elections where I have voted and left people on both sides of the thing blank. Because my vote was to say, I can't accept either one of these. I went to the booth. I went in and I put the thing in. But my vote was that I could not vote for either one of these. We're not going to vote for a perfect man. People say, well, we're not voting for our pastor. No, we're not. But we do vote for that which is right, biblically right. And that's how I do. And this is not a paid political announcement. And this is just as true at any time. It just fits in with what we're saying right now. So that's why I'm saying that. Now, would we not pray for and love our country yet? As Daniel and the three Hebrew children, we don't compromise. Rather, we speak up for God and His word to our government leaders. We let them know that we stand on the other side, and yet we pray for them. Okay. So, how do we accomplish our job? Well, 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 4. We see what God's will is. I mean, if God says to do this, shouldn't we do it? If God tells us as Christians to do something and we don't do that, isn't that sin? Okay, let's see what God has told us to do. See what we are told is God's will. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. I exhort, therefore, that first, okay, this first is speaking of priority. First of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks be made for all men. Now, let me just stop and insert something here. If you're a Republican, that was kind of hard for you when Mr. Obama was president. If you're a Democrat, it may be kind of hard for you now that we have a different president, okay? And, of course, our president is President Trump. Now, but it was just as right for me to pray these things for President Obama as it is to pray for President Trump. And it's just as right for you to pray, if you're a Democrat, pray for President Trump as it is to pray for President Obama on these things. Now, I've heard people say, I pray for my president every day. But what are you praying? Well, he says here, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks. Giving of thanks. He said, how can I thank God for that, man? Well, you give thanks for kings and for all that are in authority. That's your local people as well, your sheriffs, your policemen, and so forth. Authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Why? Verse 4. Who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth? I guess if you're a Calvinist, you've got to eliminate that verse because he said he'd have all men to be saved. That's his heart. He also said in Ezekiel he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He called them to repent. So, when I just read those verses 1 through 4, 1 Timothy chapter 2, I want you to understand, for us who are saved, this is an accountability issue. I've not always been good on this, so I want to say that I'm not talking as a perfect man. I'm telling you as a messenger of God of what God calls on us to do. There should be an honoring of our flag. That is where Romans 13 comes into an effect. Render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Honoring your flag, your leaders, be it the king as King David or the king Nebuchadnezzar. It is right in the sight of God. This includes praying for them as well as paying your taxes. In this country, we do get to vote. There's a primary. So, my friend, you're a saved person. Find out where these guys stand and go vote in the primaries and then general elections, vote in them. Rather than morals and laws that you want is not necessarily put forth by a specific candidate, you find a candidate that is, and if you can't, then perhaps it's best just to leave that blank, but do go there to show that you did do your duty to go in to vote, and your vote was no on both of them. But do look, do a diligent search, call and ask questions, and see where those candidates stand on what we call the Judeo-Christian ethic, on which this country was founded. Why? Because it's a biblical principle. But there is a contrast. The Bible shows us, yes, we should honor kings. We should honor the military, for God ordained military, law enforcement, fire protection, such like, for protection of our land, the land in which you and I live. There will be bad in all branches of government. There will be bad in all areas of law enforcement. There will be bad in all churches. Hypocrites. They'll act righteous but stand for something else. I've seen this happen where guys come in, and there are churches in the community that believe the way they do. For example, they're Calvinists. Then they say, well, you know, you shouldn't be pastors. You should have, you got a pastor and he should be a pastor, but really you need to put elders in authority here. And the deacons don't have that, but put elders in. And they're over the pastor. And then they say, well, you know what? Those standards are too strong. He should take these standards away, take that standard away. So what's wrong with me taking a celebratory drink? What's wrong with me taking a celebratory cigar? What's wrong with me doing this or doing that? And see, they're always, first of all, they're trying to justify the flesh. They're trying to change the word of God. And yet they will stay in that place talking to people instead of going to the church that believes like they do. Why do they do that? They have crept in unawares. Jude calls them wicked. A wicked person is a person that tries to slip in and do those things. They're evil, they're wicked, they're vile. Now, maybe not in our sight, but definitely in God's sight. Now, on the other hand, you don't drop out of church because there's somebody there you don't like. Or there's somebody in a position that you don't just think measures up. So I want to drop out of church.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my